BBB.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the VMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We got to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC. 888. What's the number? 340-3373.
Yes.
You just got mad at me. You balled your hand into a fist and with irritation and slight anger pounced it onto the console here.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm co-hosting this show with the little thing from the Lorax or something.
And what would be wrong with that? Don't be racist against Loraxes.
I don't think Lorax is a race. By the way, if you're just tuning in, Senator Rick Santorum won Louisiana. Now the question becomes, if he gets greater than 50%, he gets all of the delegates, and he's at 49% right now. In the tally that's in.
Does that mean he wins? Does that mean he just becomes the nominee?
He went, no.
Oh.
No, but he would get all 20 delegates for the state of Louisiana.
Is that good?
That would be good.
If he won that, could he become the nominee?
It's an important step in becoming the nominee.
Yeah. Why did Trump say yesterday, because he does this thing called Trump Tuesday now?
I don't care what Trump said, but go ahead, ask me anyway.
Why did Trump say it is mathematically impossible for Santorum to get the nomination? Is that true?
I don't know if that's completely true or not, but actually, technically, now it's possible that all four of the candidates could be blocked from getting the nomination, in which case a brokered convention would transpire, and you would have
folks voting
for whoever they wanted to. So mathematically is a very loose term in the world of Trump. As his next record show.
Whoa. Ouch! Won't be seeing you on Apprentice anytime soon.
I wasn't worried about that. I didn't think that was actually going to be the case anyway. So it's 9 minutes past the hour. Thank you for joining us. 888-340-3373. Just before we get to our next topic, I just want to—I have to gripe about something.
No,
Sean Payton. Former head coach of still current head coach of the New Orleans Saints, and the Jeff, what's his name, that got sent over to the St. Louis Rams to become the defensive coordinator for them, both suspended this week, one of them for a lifetime, one of them for a year, for conducting what they called a bounty system.
Yeah.
When the Saints went to the Super Bowl in recent years. And basically this consisted of throwing a bunch of money in the pot and then paying players rewards for taking other significant players out. And everything that you never want your kids to ever experience in sports, is symbolized by that. In contrast, Tim Tebow getting the backhand of a city's ungrateful spirit as he got slapped across the country all the way to New York to become a New York Jet this week. Actually, I'm kind of happy about this because now I can just root for the Jets unapologetically. And maybe, who knows, maybe Tim Tebow will have a positive impact on Rex Ryan and some of those guys. But what is going on with, I was so disturbed to hear that a head coach, a general manager, a defensive coordinator would not only know about, but not even move to stop a bounty system that was taking place in professional sports. Terrible, terrible example for our young boys. And since I'm the father of two, I worry about that stuff anyway, as it is. But I'm glad they got suspended. I'm glad that they got bounced. I don't like the Saints anyway. I think Drew Brees is a halfway classy guy. I don't like much of any of the rest of the team. 888-340-3373. But that's not what we're talking about. Not tonight. We've been discussing the Trayvon Martin case, but we'll take your calls on any of the topics we discuss if you want to continue to discuss them. 888-340-3373. But Stephen, you were reading today, and there was a topic that really bothered you quite badly.
Well, you know, I'm just horribly perplexed today, from the president to this pardon me, I'm hacking up a lung over here. I surfing around the web, and I find out they announced today. Pardon me. They announced today this new piece of information. They find a police report from 1998 about this fellow Sandusky with the whole Penn State pedophile situation, and they say that something happened in 1998. There was again some incident. That was reported to the police, and the police in turn went to Penn State, and a therapist or a psychologist, Elisa Chambers,
okay,
is her name,
mm-hmm,
who in 1998 warned Penn State police about Jerry Sandusky's behavior, telling them, quote, that Sandusky had showered naked with an 11-year-old boy and hugged him, and that, again, it was her professional opinion, after interviewing the boy, interviewing the situation, finding out about Sandusky, that Sandusky's behavior fit a likely pedophile pattern. That was in 1998. And I'm sitting here, and then there's an article here that is the one I'm referencing now that is coming from NBC News, and it says, no, pardon me, I'm going to go back to something. I want to go to this Associated Press reference because I want to read another kind of statement here about all this. It says here in the Associated Press about the very same story. In 2002, 4 years after the 1998 investigation, prosecutors say then graduate assistant Mike McQuery caught Sandusky sexually assaulting a boy in the football showers. McQuery reported what he saw to Coach Paterno, who in turn reported the allegation to...
Right, we all know that part of the story. That was what... ended up costing Paterno his job. Right. But you're saying before all of this...
I'm saying that a psychologist, 4 years...
Prior to this stuff.
Prior to the more horrible things that transpired under the hand of this guy, used the word pedophile. And I read this to them, so they're going, wait a second. Here we go again. Here we go again. You know, God bless America, land of the free, home of the brave, liberty for all, innocent until proven guilty. And I'm sitting here going, when's it going to be about that kid in the shower in 2002? When is it going to be about...
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is my wife and I were involved in the closing of a pornography store before it opened.
Mm-hmm.
Because... we did the research and found out what types of people come around those types of places, mm-hmm, particularly this one. And I was raised a certain way. And that way was, don't wait for the guy to come around your neighborhood to rape somebody's kid. Shut the porn store down first.
So the psychologist said, this Sandusky guy, likely pedophile. What would you have liked to have seen happen?
Well, see, that's what's bothering me. My question tonight about this subject is, in the case of Sandusky, and this was just obviously, in my opinion, the whole Sandusky thing was just a completely horribly mishandled situation for decades. It was a cover up. They knew there was some problem, didn't want to da 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 da, and now it's all exposed, and it's like similar to Roman Catholic priests. For years and years and years,
right,
the Roman Catholic Church knew it was a problem,
right,
didn't do anything.
But the point of tonight's discussion...
The point of tonight's discussion for me is, does it make more sense here in America in the future to, when there's situations like this, let's say terrorists. Well, the war on terror has to do with Muslim extremists, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So does it make sense? And this may sound crazy.
Go all the way through the question, though, because
I am.
You started on Sandusky, and now we're talking terrorists.
Right.
Help me understand.
Is it better to potentially do damage control in advance?
How?
Well, in the case of terrorists, do we...
How about in the case of Sandusky?
In the case of Sandusky, anytime any questionable behavior occurs in relation to pedophile, this, that, the other, any type of, you know, somebody hugs a kid in a shower. That's a little weird, guys. Do you sit there now and say, do we examine somebody like Sandusky?
Coming right back. Hold on.
19 debate, but have you wanted to weigh in on the GOP presidential nomination process?
Now think about
if you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We'll be right back.
Saturday night, Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin. And our phone number is 888-340-3373. And that number is good even after we're off the air. You can leave a voicemail for us. We'll listen to them, harvest them, use them. 888-340-3373. Stephen has picked the topic for hour two tonight. And if I understand you thus far, Mr. Baldwin, Mr. Sandusky, it's just been revealed. I mean, I saw the stories today. That just came out a few hours ago, that a psychologist some 4 years before even the Penn State people saw things that were bad, in interviewing a child that had had contact with Sandusky, labeled him a likely pedophile, and you believe there's possibly something she could have done in advance to stop the harm that came to others.
I certainly think there's something Penn State could have done.
Okay.
Obviously. So my question is, should we, in the future, here in the United States of America, potentially violate individual rights by possibly profiling individuals who demonstrate behavior that could lead to problems, damaging, hurtful, murder, whatever, of a sexual... It's like this, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
It's like when we release prisoners from prison for certain crimes and they do it again. Why do we do that? Why is there this continued problem in America where when there's signs of a problem, we let it go? And then all of a sudden, somebody's kid is dead. Or somebody's kid got raped. Or, you know what I mean? It seems to me. So I pose the question, should we change the laws in America in the future? I'm not saying we should. I'm asking the question, is it better to do damage control for the future by trying to profile certain people? And I don't mean Muslims. You know, obviously there is a huge number, probably in the 90-whatever ethnic percentile of Muslim Americans that are wonderful people. They love their faith. They're law-abiding citizens. Blah, 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 blah. I use that as an extreme example. But it just, in the case of Sandusky, in 98, a psychotherapist said, this guy's a pedophile. He's showing he's dead.
A likely pedophile.
Okay. A likely pedophile.
Right.
4 years later, somebody eyewitnesses pedophile activity. Nothing happens. And then you got 15 different people over 25 years come forward to go, yeah, he did it to me. Should we avoid those things in the future by trying to weed out these types of situations? Or does it just go on the way it always has and everybody's free to have the freedom that they deserve and yada, yada, yada?
888-340-3373 if you've got an answer to Stephen's question. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
And specifically, the question is, should we start to implement ideas that potentially violate individual rights in order to protect people in the future?
They made a movie about this.
What's it called?
Well, Tom Cruise starred in it. It's that thing where he was... they had some sort of technology where they could predict you were going to commit a crime prior to doing it.
Huh.
And the story of the film was that the system could be manipulated, and criminals ultimately figured out how to manipulate it and cover up certain wrongdoing, and then it protected a few people that were able to do wrong.
Huh.
I'll give you my reaction. I generally don't think it's a good idea for us to do profiling or advance predicting of people's wrong behavior. And I think that it could have been avoided if, when that psychologist in the Sandusky case had a student that was saying, he hugged me and it made me feel bad, if she hadn't stayed quiet about it. Like if she had reported that to the authorities and said,
she did.
This man was... That wasn't clear in what you read.
She reported to the Penn State police. Penn State law enforcement was told, it's my opinion that assistant coach displays behavior that is likely to lead...
That's all speculative, though. Like, she needed to say, on this date, he showered with this child, and...
Well, at that time, that wasn't known.
No, that was what she based
it on. There was an accusation of it.
Right.
Right.
And she counseled the victim of that.
Right. So my question is, why didn't the school bring him in? Or why isn't there a law in place that when that happens, they sit Sandusky down for an hour and ask him 60 questions, and they rig him to some electronic probe that registers his answers, and guess what? If it comes back, wow, he's likely to be a pedophile. Then they remove him. Why don't we do that?
So you remove people based on the likelihood that they're going to do something instead of them actually doing it?
That's my question.
I don't know. I think you're in deep trouble there.
Well, let me ask you a question. If I get a DUI, and then I get another DUI, I got to get three, right, before you take my license away or before any criminal activity is implemented. But before the third one, if I crash into a bus and it goes off a bridge and kills 30 people, what about the 30 people?
Well, it's an unjust demise for them.
Well, no, but there would be the families of the 30 people that said, why was this guy given three chances to do this?
Well, and then so some idiot in some state capitol writes a law and says, okay, you only get two chances to do it. And then somebody else gets killed at another time. When you start writing laws based on these isolated incidents, you generally write very bad laws.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, horrible laws that do infringe on people's rights get written, and what you end up with is a huge nanny state that's trying to control everything. I think that what you need to do is you need to say, this guy molested children, and when you have evidence of that, you can his backside, you throw him in prison, you do whatever you do to people that do that, and then you go on. And if the police didn't do that at this point in time, I don't think another law saying, well, he had the likelihood that he was going to commit that, because that gets into the whole knowing the future and the truth be known, Stephen. You and I may live our entire lives being normally decent, totally capable human beings, and then one night something goofy happens, and a flip gets switched, and you go out and you mow down 40 people with a machine gun in a parking lot somewhere, and nobody could see that coming.
I could see you doing that, Kevin.
So you're going to report me for a likely future murder?
No, but let me ask you this question. Hypothetically, you have a friend who...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Three left, Lord, standing in Babylon. Let me be one of the
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live, our number 888-340-3373. I knew I'd get it. And Kevo, here's the thing.
With 25 minutes left,
we're talking about Sandusky.
Right.
Report in 98, he could be a pedophile. 2002, the blatant report, eyewitness account.
Right.
He does something pedophiliousness. And then the whole thing explodes. And, you know, he is what he is, seemingly.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Let's say you had a friend.
Okay.
And your friend called you up and said, hey, listen, my daughter was walking home from the school bus and my next door neighbor stopped her on the sidewalk and said, you know, I had a dream about raping you. And I just wanted to share that with you and just have a nice day. And then 2 weeks later, the same thing happened. I had that dream again. I just, you know, I mean, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is,
mm-hmm.
Should your friend go to the police about that? Should that be reported? And
so the daughter's telling my friend.
The daughter's telling her father, and the father's your friend.
Okay.
And he calls you and tells you this
and
is what
some other kid is telling her this. Some other person is telling her this.
No. Let's say you have a friend who has a daughter.
Yes.
Okay. And walking home from the school bus, your friend's next door neighbor
okay.
makes this statement to your friend's daughter.
Okay.
So my question is,
if the guy is demonstrating some kind of a behavior that is outside of the norm,
right,
or what is morally, civically, ethically acceptable,
right,
do we let it go?
No.
Oh, okay.
He gets a restraining order, and if that neighbor speaks to the daughter again, he goes to jail.
Well, my question is it the law that a restraining order can be put against him for just saying, I had a dream about raping your daughter?
I think that you could make a case that there's significant.
Well, what if he was just
that?
A nice guy who just had a horrible dream and he didn't mean anything by it? See, this is what bothers me
right.
about all this.
Okay. What?
So, 888-340-3373.
But what bothers you?
What bothers me is it seems as though there's this lapse in the law or certain laws that allow for after people demonstrate or exude or exemplify certain thoughts, ideas, feelings, this and that, and nothing ever gets done about it, only after it has horribly affected some innocent person do people turn around and go, oh, well, just, you got to slap laws against that guy now. So my question is, should there be a change?
But I don't think that's what happened. And I guess
that's what happened with Sandusky.
That's where I'm confused. No, that's not what happened to Sandusky. There were people that knew of his, starting with the psychologist in 98, that knew of his predilection to shower with underage boys and to hug them in the shower.
Uh-huh.
That could have been reported. Not to the university police, to the civil to the authorities.
Right.
To the cops.
Right.
The real cops, not the college cops.
But you're making my point right now, which...
And then, what I'm saying is that there are already so many laws out there. So you've got... She could have said something. Then the assistant coach didn't go to the authorities. He went to his supervisor. And then the supervisor went to his supervisor. And that supervisor went to the other supervisor and then went up to the other supervisor and then eventually the president of the college. But nobody ever talked to the cops. Like, and in the case of the terrorism thing, that's kind of what the Patriot Act is. Right?
Right.
Like, if we're monitoring people and they're talking, you know, Empire State Building, bomb, blow it up, you know, we kind of do have a little bit of that kind of, okay, there's reason to be paying attention to this. But there's still, even at that, there has to be a threshold where they have actually at least threatened an unlawful activity mm-hmm. for them to go get arrested for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's kind of, at least on the terrorism level, what we're already doing. And there's people that hate that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in that case, you're kind of stuck with it. Like, you don't want them to, like, wait until they do commit another 9/11 to find out that they were planning one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that you could do that on the personal level. On the individual domestic citizen level. Because my assertion is, you're already breaking laws. If that neighbor keeps saying to that daughter, you know, hey, I'm dreaming about raping you. Hey, I had another dream about raping you. That constitutes harassment. Sexual harassment. And you get the restraining order and say, that guy's a creep, and you shouldn't come anywhere near him. Stay with us.
In 2012, maybe you've already discovered it's the season of the cold, the flu, even the bronchitis. Have you?
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Thank you for being here. Want to catch the podcast? BaldwinMcCullough.com. BaldwinMcCullough.com. And you can get up to the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 podcasts. You can also just subscribe on iTunes and get them delivered to you totally free and fun to listen to, even days later. And if not, we'll pay you double your payment for it if you don't like it. Anyway, BaldwinMcCullough.com. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. So basically, Stephen, what you're saying is that, and I've been trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
If it would do good for somebody and save someone's heartache, then maybe profiling them is the way to go.
Yeah, sharing with a friend of mine, if I can say that, before the program tonight, they asked the same question. They said, "Well, what you're asking is it just makes sense to start profiling people in the future about these ideas that you're suggesting? Pedophiles, terrorists, even in regard to immigration. Should we profile people who are coming into the country? And if they've had a criminal record or a problem with drugs and alcohol, no, you can't come in."
Now, I would be in favor of that.
Would you?
Yeah. Criminals and, yes, we shouldn't be letting criminals in.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But I think that here's the thing. I think that there's already kind of those processes in the way. Someone in the chat room says, what Steven wants is a sexual predator registry before they're convicted.
a possible predator registry.
Something like that.
That's a pretty interesting idea.
It is.
But see, here's my argument, though. It's America. You can't convict someone for a crime they didn't commit. But in Sandusky's case, in the case that you illustrated, that just broke out today, people were just finding out that in 1998, he had actually been identified by a psychologist as being a likely predator. I think he was a predator. I think he should have been reported to the police. You don't hug an 11-year-old naked in a shower. That's sexual assault to me.
Yeah.
Especially if the kid walked away from it going, I don't feel good about this. Bad enough that he had to go see a psychologist. Here's what I want to know. Where was that kid's parents? And why didn't that kid say, Mom, Dad, this guy did this to me, and I felt terrible because of it. And you know what kind of irritates me about this? Is that, I'm going to get myself in trouble for this now. Should I say this? I'm going to say it. 98% of male homosexuals are initiated by an older male. A lot of times, people would call it molestation. There are those in the gay activist community that get very offended when you point this out. But it's people like that psychologist that have been trained now, because homosexuality has been removed from the American diagnosis manual as a psychological or psychiatric problem, to not look down upon things like what Sandusky did with that boy in advance. And so people are they're actually fearful of labeling things, stuff like that, because of the backlash that they get from folks for pointing the obvious out.
I'm surprised, Jackie, nobody's calling.
You're starting to sound like Alec now. 888-340-3373.
Wow.
Do we have a caller? Is there a caller on the phone?
Interesting.
Can we get a caller? Let me know when we have a caller.
You'd think, you know, that my friends, you know, made the suggestion out of my idea about profiling people, and we got nobody calling up going, hey, what's your problem?
Yeah. 888-340-3373.
Well, maybe it's to my point. Maybe just nobody cares. Whatever.
Or maybe they agree with me and say, we've already got enough laws on the books. We don't need any more law. We need enforcement of the laws we've got.
Whatever. Lighten up. You guys, you conservative Christians are just, you think too much.
888-340-3373. Four phone lines open.
You guys need to calm down.
888-340-3373.
Sandusky hugged a kid in the shower. He was a little bit of a perv. No, come on. Lighten up. No big deal. Yeah, but then like 15 other people came forward that he did it to within 20 years. It's the way things are going. What do you expect? He's getting porn on his iPhone. What else is he going to do? He needs an outlet.
You bring up an interesting point. We're not allowed to label that kind of stuff as being indecent or immoral, or in any way characterly judgmental. You can't say that's a mark against someone's character. If they view porn. 888-340-3373. It's a toll free call. 888-340-3373. As soon as she has them screened, we'll see them.
I need to just. Does anybody care?
But the idea that you profile in advance. That's what Steven's asking about. And I say, we've got more than enough laws on the books. The problem is not writing more laws to trip up more people. It's just enforcing what's already there. So who do you agree with? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Jackie, if we don't screen them quickly, we're going to run. Okay, Elijah's in Hawaii, and he is now with us. Elijah, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and Kevin. Hi.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Welcome.
I'm sorry, guys.
Go right ahead. We're short on time.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, homosexuality is homosexuality. And, you know, they try to give it a nickname with pedophilia. and stuff like that, and they need to call
Elijah. It's two different. Hold on, Elijah. It's two different things. Homosexuality is same-sex attraction. Pedophilia is sexual attraction to children.
I agree, but you know that homosexuality starts somewhere, and sometimes they try to implement it on children, and that's one of the ways of doing it.
Well, he's agreeing with you, though. He's agreeing with that statement you made about 98% of it is implemented by
right.
an
well,
older
that's
male
what,
to a younger.
That's what psychologists say. Elijah, thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And someone noted in the chat room that a lot of pedophile situations are also homosexual situations, which is true. Heather is in Columbus, Georgia. Heather's in Columbus, Georgia. Hi, Heather.
Hey, Kevin. You're a very patient man. Just want to let you know.
Well, hold on, and you'll get to explain why. We got to take this break.
Hold on 1 second.
Coming right back.
Patient specialists.
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the mass.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Rekindle the romance between you and I.
Baldwin McCullough live. 888-234 what? What now? See, I messed it up. 888-340. That's the old one.
You could just write it down.
I'm like a...
In a break when you're eating your Pop-Tarts.
I'm like a parrot or something.
888-340-3373.
Now, who do we got break, holding? Because
when
this
we
gal...
went to break, Heather was holding, and she's still holding. So, hey, Heather.
Hey, Heather, what do you mean Kevin's a patient man? You mean because he's got to work with me every Saturday night?
Yes. Yeah. Stevie B, I just want to pinch your cheeks and tell you how cute you are.
yeah, thanks.
That's exactly right.
Aww.
Okay, don't get
I'm taking that as a compliment. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
It is. It is.
Thank you.
I just want to agree completely with Kevin. We've got way too many laws on the books, way too many. And we cannot look at the poor man, at Rutgers, who was put in jail for supposedly what he thought about a homosexual.
Hmm.
He didn't get sentenced, that long sentence, because of what he did. He did something stupid, but he did not deserve that long term.
Well, you make a lot of sense, and I agree with everything you said, but I disagree with your agreeing with Kevin. So there.
Well, and I disagree with you, Heather, on the case from Rutgers. I mean, what that kid did was invade that other person's privacy,
and it
ultimately did lead to that child's death. So
I do agree he deserved time, but not that long a sentence.
Well, and maybe on that point, I don't know law well enough to argue how long he should have to pay. In fact, he's not even a citizen. He's gonna have to leave the country, isn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe he is.
Well, I appreciate your call, Heather. Thank you. And whether you agree with me or Steven, it doesn't matter. Phone line's open for you, 800-888-340-3373. Robert's in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Kevin. Hello, Steven.
Yo.
What's your thought?
Well, my thought is that, A, there are too many laws, and B, if this creep is telling my daughter that he's got dreams of raping her, I will have her point him out to me, and I will go and have a little visit with him. He will not be confronting children anymore. He won't be doing that.
See, there's no laws necessary. You're just taking care of it.
Exactly right. You take care of your family. You take care of your women. You protect your people. And all of a sudden, when these creeps realize that they can't get away with this anymore and can't be protected by the laws, you're going to watch it dry up a little bit, I have a feeling.
You make him an offer he can't refuse.
Or as they say in the concealed carry states, shoot it, kill it, drag it inside.
I wasn't even going that far.
Yeah. Well, if they're on your front porch.
He doesn't learn the lesson.
Right. No, I got you.
Because if the lesson is distasteful enough that he remembers it and gets to make an improvement on himself.
All right, Robert. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening to KKFT there in Reno, Nevada. In 20 seconds, we've got Kevin from the Bronx. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
You're short on time. Go quick.
I tuned in late, and I just wasn't sure whether you were anti-homophobe or anti-pedophile or both.
Anti-homophobe? You mean against the people who are afraid of...
No, forget that.